Creating stability through trade for our ag community. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update.
Last Friday, 100 members of Congress sent a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Greer on the importance of stability under the USMCA.
Senator Chuck Grassley said that the letter highlighted the fact that stability brings opportunity to our marketplace.
In other words, you've got to be able to rely on what's going to happen in the future if you're going to make wise business decisions. You don't have to take Chuck Grassley's word for it. Just because I shepherded the deal through the Senate in 2020, we have very reliable USMCA statistics. Those statistics speak for themselves. American ag exports to Mexico were relatively stagnant between 2010 and 2019. That figure for those years was just below $20 billion.
Now, when we talk about ag exports in the last 5 years to Mexico,
shot up to nearly $30 billion. Compare that $30 billion in the last 5 years to the $20 billion that I recently, for the 10 years, 10 to 19. It's a similar story with Canada, though there's work to be done for Canada to fulfill its end of the agreement, particularly on dairy exports. And you folks have heard me mention dairy exports many times over the last 4 or 5 years.
And when we look at current trade within the USMCA,
today, roughly one-third of American ag exports either go to Canada or Mexico. Stability creates opportunity, as I said at the beginning. Last month, a group of over 120 ag organizations signed a letter supporting a full 16-year renewal of the USMCA. Stable export markets to Canada and Mexico can allow U.S. farmers and businesses to flourish, especially now that many provisions from the Tax Cut and Jobs Act are permanent.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.